Well, how about this? No zip line, no s'mores, no cute young camp counselor to fill your dreams at night. Just chickens. It's chicken camp. That's how it's commonly referred to. It's not given to the wanton pursuit of summer fun that is your average camp, but for dog trainers, this is a dream. Camp attendees spend hours training chickens and then learn how to apply chicken training theory to dogs. Sherry Stanton is a Salt Spring Island dog trainer who attended camp this year. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, thank you, and I've been waiting to get to this story all morning because it sounds fascinating.
I know, it sounds bizarre, doesn't it?
It is really bizarre, but that's what we're all about here. So,
yes.
Why did you want to learn how to train a chicken?
Well, I've been wanting to go to this chicken camp for a long time because it's such an intense learning experience that you cannot help but come out of chicken camp and be a better animal trainer. So the principles that we learned at camp can be applied to many different animals, but chickens were chosen as a model for the course.
Okay, now, does the simple behavior pattern of chickens make them easier to train than a dog?
Absolutely. They have a very narrow range of behaviors. So what that means for us is that complicated behaviors cannot be thrown in to confuse us because we're learning. So they basically, we were focused on their pecking behavior and their movement.
Okay. It's all very interesting. I understand you taught a chicken to play tetherball.
Yes. Well, one of the behaviors that we had to train was if you can picture a ping pong ball that's kind of suspended from a coat hanger, we had to train the chicken to go up and not just peck the ping pong ball, but peck it hard enough so that it would make one circle revolution, just like if you hit a tether ball too hard. And that was fun. That was just really fun. So one of my chickens had a very hard peck, and that's the one I chose to do the ping pong activity with.
Are you able to give chickens vocal cues the same as you would to a dog?
No, we used visual cues. So we might use the cue of the environment. For example, we had a chicken walking around cones, traffic cones, that were placed 6 feet apart. So they had to do two oval revolutions around these cones for one reward. And so the cue was the cone, the environment.
When you're at chicken camp, are there like a whole lot of chickens being trained at once? Is it like a chicken farm or something, or is it just one at a time? I'm just trying to picture this.
Well, what they did was we have a partner, and I am allotted two chickens for my course, and my partner's allotted two chickens. And we train on 6 foot by 3 foot tables. And while I'm training my chicken, my partner is coaching me. So I have another pair of eyes telling me when I'm doing something right and when I'm doing something wrong. And, of course, I have the chicken's behavior to tell me that I'm either on track or not.
Now, tell me this. The theory behind training a dog and a chicken is the same, but how does the application vary of that? How does the application of that theory vary between the two creatures?
Well, dogs have different behaviors than chickens. So what we do as trainers is we pick their natural behaviors. Like for chickens, it was moving and pecking. And for dogs, they have a much wider repertoire of behaviors, so we can teach them to sit and go down and stand and come. So they have... Do chickens fetch? I didn't get my chicken to fetch, but my partner did.
Wow.
She had a little tiny toy that the chicken picked up and threw off the table, and that was a behavior she was training.
Hey, when training a dog, I mean, I've trained dogs, you eventually stop feeding them treats.
That's right. Wean off the treats, and it was the same with the chickens. We weaned off the treats so that the chickens had to perform more and more behaviors for one reward. It's the same with dogs.
Now, can you train a chicken? Can you train a chicken into an attack chicken to defend your home? My uncle had an attack goose, so I assume it's the same, or is that just silly?
Well, I wasn't interested in that behavior, so, you know, I really don't know. I was interested in training more entertaining behaviors.
It's funny, you know, we eat chickens, but it must be, I hope you're a vegetarian, because I imagine training them must be very difficult if you think, oh, I'm going to enjoy barbecuing you tonight.
Well, I tried not to think of that. In fact, I named my chickens. I named my chickens Razzle and Dazzle, and I got quite attached to them, but of course had to give them up at the end of the seminar.
Are you going to raise chickens now or have them as pets at all?
Well,
have you thought about that?
I thought about it. I'm kind of hunting around for some chickens on Salt Spring Island here that I might be able to practice my techniques with. But I'm not. I don't think I'll get into raising them.
Sherry, do you think your friends responded well when you told them you went to chicken camp?
My friends laughed and laughed. And in fact, I was walking down the street the other day, and I heard this loud voice say, "Where are the chickens?" And I get all sorts of chicken jokes.
You'll
and,
be hearing all of that.
I was introduced to somebody the other day, and they didn't say to me, "Oh, you're the great dog trainer." They said, "Oh, you're the chicken lady." And
Sherry,
thanks
a lot. We've got to go to the news. Sherry Stannin explaining the fine art of chicken.
This is CBC News from Vancouver.